La da 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 da.
Man, what the? No, 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 please tell me this ain't happening, man. No, I can't believe it. No, no, no. Oh, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I gotta be dreaming.
I can't breathe.
This can't be real.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
Okay. Okay. Get a hold of yourself. Up in the afternoon, 2 p.m. approximately. Stumbled to the dresser where my t-shirt and my socks be. Put my clothes on, something in my head stopped me. My senses were tingling, so I started running top speed. Ran into my writing room, whoa, that's been a robbery. No money was missing, but my lyrics I could not see. 10 rap books gone, just an empty box G with a photograph of them in the notes saying we got these. Flew into a panic, can't believe what this is saying, man. Called a rapper K and Sniper, haha, quit playing, man. Joke's over, bring my black books back, that was smooth. Both of them got real serious and we ain't got them, dude. Flew into a raise, then I tore the whole apartment up. I was livid by the time the police started walking up. Asking dumb stuff, now I'm getting mad at them. Stupid questions like, where's the last place that you had them? So I kicked them out, no more playing around, too much time is gone. Went into detective mode, let me find them on my own. Every composition that I wrote in life gone, man. Hell would break loose if they end up in the wrong hands. Life fast, we know it, every aspect is a whole doom. A switch in my apartment turned it into a control room. Looking for a formula to go crazy, I wanted to. Tried to watch the night before, footage on the monitor. Saw nothing, it's like the thief was invisibly camouflaged. All surveillance footage was either doctored or sabotaged. So I sprayed the areas with luminol additives, plus a magically conducted fingerprint analysis. Soon I'ma know who it was, that's what my computer does. With the technology to extract fingerprints through a glove. Got some, let's make a case. Seconds later they were placed into my universal information, no database. First step to make the catch, every planet was dispatched. Screens started lighting up and beeping, whoa, I found a match. 10 faces popped up, I saved them on a cartridge. My folders had been stolen by the 10 masters of darkness. They wasn't from this planet, from far reaches they landed. A underhanded intergalactic clan of bandits who traveled through the altitudes and practice wreaking havoc. And for thousands of years they've been uncaptured and active. And just to be descriptive, their team consisted of the leader, four of his sons, two women and some trippers. They were dangerously intrusive and trained to be abusive. And it angered me, these heinous thieves were shamelessly come do this. Then my screen began to whistle, the visual got dismal. Then the sound of the leader's voice intercepted my signal. He was mocking me, saying now you'll never outrhyme us. And now we're all on different planets, good luck trying to find us. Then the picture blacked out, the whole system lost power. To reboot and start over took 5 or 6 hours. They already had a head start, but I gotta pursue them. I reached out to my connection on Neptune, who knew him. He said to get a strategy, you're probably gonna have to meet the lead overseer of the Andromeda galaxy. I said, well, honestly, my ship is barely running, G. Could we do a FaceTime or maybe he could come to me? Absolutely not, you have to roam the universe. And if you want him, you must leave the Earth and visit him in person. But I'll need a different travel method, time is of the essence. My ship is primitively fueled by chemical propellants. The distance that I have to go is so far and infrequent, which means that it would take a million years for me to reach him. So to cut down on time and accelerate my motion, I borrowed a ship powered by photon propulsion. I met with the overseer 7 days in a row, traveled all those miles just to hear him say he didn't know. What? I stormed out, left the place irate. 7 whole days lost, let me do this my way. Since I had the prints, I double checked, and when they gone through, I linked them up with which planet and species that they belong to. Made it to the first spot, surveyed the whole place. Books 8, 9, and 10 were locked inside a gold case, guarded by the triplets, carefully protected, holding weapons that could vaporize me in less than a second. I started using cool ventriloquism to confuse them. When they left to go see who's inside the castle, I removed them. I took off towards the exit, they looked and started chasing. A trap door was lowering to keep me from escaping. They were shooting at the last second I slid, and that's the best part. The door dropped and instantly chopped all 3 of their heads off. I traveled to the next planet, a world I'd never been in, to get the 2 folders that were taken by the women. I located their palace, broke inside and started creeping. I searched and found 6 and 7 while they were sleeping. They woke up to found their books gone, giving cold stares. The plan was to make them both think the other stole theirs. I cleverly divided them. It worked because at 5 a.m. I watched them blast each other from the room that I was hiding in. Mashed out, fast, still laughing at the last plot to the 3rd planet, which I hope would be my last stop. This place was familiar, but I'll flash back when the war's done. Didn't see the leader, but I ran into his 4 sons. They knew who I was, so they loaded up to challenge me. Having 4 of my books made them confident to battle me. I said, I'll take y'all 1 by 1, the loser gets his breath took. I'll battle y'all in order, starting from weakest to best book. They said, best book, this was never indicated. I said, you mean to tell me y'all don't know which book's the greatest? As I watched the jealousy creep in, I said, I thought you knew. It could be 5-4, number 3, and number 2. Not knowing they are equal, I set them up for the fall. I let them destroy each other as they fought to claim them all. As I gathered in my laugh and wrote my name across the wall, right then and there, my phone rang and then came a call. I've been watching you the whole time, your plan was well done. Even though you took my soldiers out and wiped out my son, he appeared right in front of me in a haze of ether. I said, I recognize you, you're the overseer. Now it all makes sense, you a snake, no question. No wonder you told me you didn't know how to catch him. He said, I let you make it cause I knew you couldn't win. I knew what you wanted, I could've wiped you out then. I said, I'm coming after you to smash you like a boulder, cause I'm mad that you robbed me and left me with one folder. He said, one folder? I thought that there was 10. I said, no, I have a master book. You missed that one, my friend. It contains unconceivable lyricism and flows. Then I pulled it from my trench coat. It lit up and it glowed. He asked me to recite a verse from it, and so I ripped. The effect caused a powerful universal eclipse. He said, look, I'm sorry that I ever did invade you. I'm open to negotiate for that book, I'll trade you. I'll give you this one if you give me that one with the skill. I said 10 is greater than 1, okay, it's a deal. I let him have the master, then I left fast as hell. He opened up the folder that I gave him, then he yelled. Cause the master was a fake, no supernatural styling. Just a note that said, gotcha, and a picture of me smiling.